Hello everyone, I'm Ron Berger. Welcome to the Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology. Today is July 22nd, 2018. This is the special report section where I take a topic or person or situation that is pertinent to world events and do an in-depth astrological analysis. This will be a special predictive report on the effects of Mercury retrograde in Cancer for each of the zodiacal rising signs. Mercury begins its second retrograde period of 2018 on July 26th at 29 degrees sidereal Cancer. The planet of rational thinking doesn't do so well in an emotions-based water sign. Mercury in Cancer becomes too influenced by passions, too reactive, and therefore unstable. Further, the very last degree of a sign is especially weak for results, and the borderline between a water sign and a fire sign is a particularly unfavorable area of the zodiac for any planet. So, besides the usual problems of backwards Mercury, this retrograde period has the planet of communications and making rational decisions in a severely weakened condition. And, as if that wasn't bad enough, there's the additional problem of Mars, planet of aggression, being simultaneously retrograde and opposing Mercury from the other side of the zodiac. The planet of force and conflict is influencing the planet of rational thinking, which is already doing poorly by being in an inimical sign and being retrograde. Mars has the effect of distorting Mercury's energy and thereby further destabilizing the planet of logic and reason, causing controversy. And accompanying retrograde Mercury in Cancer is Rahu, the north node of the moon, one of the eclipse points, and therefore a signifier of obscuring, which causes distortion and confusion for Mercury's significations. So, from all of this, we can see that Mercury will be thoroughly trashed for the next 3 weeks. Therefore, we can expect all the usual Mercury retrograde problems to be manifesting in spades. There will be delays. There will be mistakes. There will be miscommunication, and with Mars participating, anger, and with Rahu, confusion and urgency. All right, so it would appear that things are going to get a bit dodgy, to say the least, for the next few weeks. Best to be on your guard, expect delays, irrational behavior, confusion, misunderstandings, false information, irritation, you get the idea. This isn't going to be fun. The only good news, if it is that Mercury retrograde periods only last 3 weeks. On August 18th, Mercury stops going backwards and will then slowly return to normal forward motion and sort of normal operation. Even after its retrograde is over, Mercury will still be suffering from the aspect of Mars and association with Rahu. So now I will go through the zodiac and analyze what the potential problem areas will be for each of the rising sign charts. This is Vedic astrology, meaning I am using the sidereal zodiac, the actual observable to the naked eye zodiac. If you are thinking of your Western astrology chart, you have to subtract 24 degrees from the chart positions to get the correct sidereal positions. Another thing, not to make it too complicated, but in Vedic astrology, we also analyze transits from the natal moon. So, if you have your chart's moon position, you can also calculate Mercury retrograde in Cancer as causing effects in the house counted from your natal moon. If you are Aries rising, Mercury is retrograde in your fourth house, the house of home and home life. So you have to be careful of misunderstandings occurring with other members of your household. The fourth house is the house of self-satisfaction, comforts, stability. With this problematic planetary pattern, there can be a generalized feeling of things just not being right. In other words, feelings of instability. The fourth house is assets, including your property, your car, investments. This is not a good time to be making major decisions about such assets. The fourth house is also your mother, and with Mars, the planet of combat, aspecting this part of your chart as well, relations with Mama could get a bit, stressed during these weeks. For Taurus rising people, Mercury is retrograde in your third house, the house of everyday activities. Since Mercury is itself a planet that signifies daily operations, this transit position is highly problematic, indicating screw-ups just trying to get through your daily routine. The third house is your desires and self-efforts, your initiative. With retrograde Mercury here, efforts to get your desires met have a much greater rate of failure, or, at the least, a delay in fulfillment. Best to wait until Mercury retrograde is over with. Likewise, relationships with your third house people will be subject to problems due to miscommunication. Siblings, close relatives, your neighbor, and due to the Mars aspect, there's a real potential for a fight that arises from a misunderstanding. If you have Gemini as your rising sign, retrograde Mercury is infecting your second house, the house of personal finances and materiality. Mercury is the planet of business transactions, as well as making logical decisions. So this is not the best time to go out and make major purchases, or even to make decisions about managing your resources. The second house is the house of speech, and Mercury is the planet of communication. With Mercury retrograde, your words will be misunderstood, misinterpreted, and, with Mars aspecting, the potential for things to get heated is pretty high. And the second house is your nuclear family. Watch out for problems with the family during this Mercury retrograde period. For Cancer rising people, Mercury is retrograde in your ascendant sign. So, you get to personally manifest the confusion and miscommunication of this transit. The first house is the house of self and identity. Mercury retrograde in this area indicates that you yourself will be identified with the retrograde screw-ups and problems. So, what to do? Best to be really careful of all your communications. Expect misunderstanding from others, and just be aware that you will be making mistakes as you go about your business during these weeks. Mars transiting in the seventh house indicates your one-on-one relationships are likely to be the source of a problem. Your significant other will be getting irritated with you at some point, and their displeasure could cause even more misunderstanding. Leo rising charts will experience Mercury retrograde in their 12th house, the house of the subconscious. Normally, Mercury retrograde promotes introspection, which is one of the significations of this house. But with Mars aspecting Mercury, the usual insights will get distorted, leading to confusion rather than understanding. The 12th house is the house of the unknown, including unknown people and unknown places. This is not a good time to be communicating with strangers or people in foreign lands. The 12th house is your hidden actions. Retrograde Mercury here tempts you to think you will get away with your deception, but watch out. Mars aspecting from the 6th house of enemies indicates someone will trip you up. Current famous example of a Leo rising person dealing with the consequences of his own hidden actions is Donald Trump. For Virgo rising people, Mercury will be retrograde in your 11th house, the house of accomplishments and rewards. Those profits, or that bonus you were expecting, will be delayed. The 11th house people, your friends and associates, or elder sibling if there is one, will be a source of misunderstanding and confusion. With Mars aspecting, there's a strong potential for these relationships to deteriorate over the coming weeks. The goals and ambitions that you have for yourself will have to be put off until later. Or, if you insist on pursuing these aims, be prepared for frustration, setbacks, and even total failure. If you are Libra rising, Mercury retrograde is in your 10th house, the sector of your chart that covers your career, business success, actions in your community, status, and relations with superiors, like your boss. This is not a good time to be making career or business decisions. The potential for making mistakes in your professional activities is really high, which could damage another signification of the 10th house, your reputation. Mercury retrograde in this sector indicates poor communication with 10th house people, authorities, government officials, your boss, which, due to the influence of conflict-prone Mars, could swiftly get out of control. For Scorpio rising people, Mercury retrograde affects your 9th house, the house of beliefs, religion, morals, higher knowledge, long-distance journey, good fortune, father, and guru. Mercury is the planet of study and learning. When it is retrograde in this sector of the chart, your studies seem more confusing. Mercury is the planet of travel, and when retrograde, especially in the house of journeys, any travels will be subject to delay and may get canceled completely. Misunderstanding with father, guru, or priest is likely, and with Mars, planet of conflict, aspecting from your 3rd house, these 9th house misunderstandings won't get resolved easily. Sagittarius rising people get to experience retrograde Mercury afflicting their 8th house, the house of partners' wealth, financial arrangements with others, secrets and investigations, chronic problems, big changes, and clandestine activities. Since Mercury is the planet of business transactions, its retrograde condition in this sector can cause problems with your financial involvement. Mercury, as the planet of logical thinking in the 8th house of investigation and research, is usually good, but when it is retrograde, your understanding, or even the information itself, becomes subject to error and misinterpretation. So, best to put off the detective work until later. The aspect of Mars makes it even more likely that there will be distortions of facts and data. Your 8th house secret actions can backfire and lead to scandal and humiliation. For Capricorn rising charts, Mercury is retrograde in your 7th house of one-on-one relationships, in other words, the spousal partner and or business partner or client. This is also the sector that represents actions in a distant place, so transactions happening at a distance will be subject to delays or worse. Mercury retrograde in the house of the partner indicates misunderstanding with your significant other or business partner or a client. Retrograde Mars in your 1st house is dangerous. Your anger becomes pressurized. Irritation due to a misunderstanding, builds up, which then results in an explosion. If you are Aquarius rising, Mercury is retrograde in your sixth house, the house of struggle and difficulties, and solving problems. This is a problematic situation. Problems arise due to misunderstanding, miscalculation, misinterpretation, and your solution is also subject to wrong thinking. The sixth house is health and disease. If you get sick, there's the likelihood of an incorrect diagnosis. This is also the sector of your chart that represents your job, which becomes more stressful under this influence. Further, the conflict-prone energy of Mars is influencing from your 12th house. Since the 6th house includes relations with co-workers, it is likely that a misunderstanding with a co-worker escalates into combat. And for Pisces rising charts, you will experience the effects of Mercury retrograde in your 5th house, the house of romance, children, creativity, guidance, and speculation and investment. This is not a good time to be doing any investing. Relations with your lover will be problematic and prone to misunderstandings. Likewise, if you have children, they will become more irrational and confusing than usual, and with retrograde Mars influencing, the potential for repressed unhappiness to get out of hand is almost a given. So admittedly, this all sounds rather icky. Disturbing, really, so what's the remedy? Well, you could try to ignore it, but realistically, that won't work too well. Probably the best remedy is patience, patience, patience with others and with yourself. Mistakes will be made. Likely there will be anger as well. Forgiving others as well as yourself will go far in mending the misunderstandings that crop up. And remember, this too shall pass. Hey, it's only 3 weeks. By the way, have you noticed that there are no ads on this YouTube channel? That's because some viewers have responded to my request for donations. A big thank you to those who are helping to keep the Astrology News Report going and ad-free. You too can become a supporter. Just click on or touch the donation card you see here, which will take you to the donation page. Thanks, and until next week.